Washington Federal is a bank based in Seattle that operates 235 branches, and it cares deeply about high school sports not only in the Seattle metro area, but across the entire state of Washington. Head to WashingtonFederal.com to learn more or visit your closest branch. The Scorebook Live Today podcast, a podcast about high school sports in Washington. It's Wednesday, September 25th. It's the week four of the high school football season in Washington. And get ready to grab your parkas, grab your scarves, because the Gridiron Classic is officially headed outside. Yesterday, the WIAA Executive Board voted on three to approve unanimously three sites in Pierce County to move the Gridiron Classic across all classifications. There'll be three doubleheaders. The game will no longer be indoors in the Tacoma Dome, where it was since 95, in a dome since 1977. I'm joined by Todd Millis in Tacoma, Dan Dickow in Spokane, as usual. How are you guys doing?
I'm great. Just following all the great coverage that you guys have had on high school football. And, you know, I'm excited to hear Todd and your thoughts on the WIA making an announcement of where the football championships games are going to be held.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was a pretty hectic day. A lot of the news we kind of knew months ago. Well, there was a couple of things that were surprises, the way they paired the games and obviously the TV news and how that's going to work out. So, well, we've got a lot to talk about.
Certainly, yeah. So, Todd, I mean, this is something that we've covered since the spring, late end of school year, around that time when the WIA announced that they would not be renewing and walked away from negotiations for signing another three-year deal with the Tacoma Dome. And we had reported, and I know, Todd, you had specifically reported back then that they were looking to go outside and that that they were looking hard at three stadiums in the Tacoma area. So Tacoma's Mount Tahoma Stadium, Sparks Stadium in Puyallup, and Lakewood's Harry E. Lang Stadium, all around kind of the 4,000, 5,000-plus capacity seating. Those are the ones that they went with. You were at the executive board meeting yesterday. What did you learn from being there all day? I know, you know, it might not have been the most exciting event of all time, but certainly big in the scope of the news that came out of it.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of this was surprising. There's a lot of different elements to this equation that they have to balance. And they looked at the solution that I think best balanced a lot of elements, and that's you know, approving the three stadiums that are within 20 to 30 minutes of one another, that have the capacity that they want, the infrastructure that they want. Again, I mean, the argument's going to be, you know, should the state championships be at a one-stop venue, a destination venue, or do they have to break it up like they do in other states? And they've done the one-stop venue for a number of years, and they've had declining attendance. And I know people who, you know, people are up in arms over this decision. It's one that hits home with a lot of people, especially parents whose children are playing football and want to get to the dome. That's a big goal. But the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, at peak times, when you're gaining, you know, 20,000 in attendance for six games, it's now dropped to 13,000. That is a significant drop. And the WIA has to be financially and fiscally responsible. They can't just throw around money to the Tacoma Dome and to Husky Stadium to have a championship experience. They have to be a little more reasonable than that. And this is the thing that they figured that was most reasonable given all the things they were trying to juggle yesterday.
Yeah, and they faced rising costs, as you said, in the Tacoma Dome. I mean, you're not just paying for the building, right? You're paying for the Tacoma Dome security, you're paying for the vendors, you're paying for you know, an entire event, and there are a lot of costs that come with that people might not realize. With this, we were told that the association will save in the ballpark of $65,000 with this three-site outdoor option as compared to the Tacoma Dome last year and what that was going to look like if they were to have re-signed. So Mick Hoffman, the executive director of the WIA, told me that when 58% of the budget is state tournament ticket revenue, that is a significant amount of money saved. So what were some of the things that you were hearing from people, Todd, and why there might have been kind of a backlash to this? And was that surprising to you at all?
Yeah, I don't know if there was so much of a backlash from the rep assembly yesterday. I mean, there were a few questions about, you know, what did we explore? What were the options we were looking at? You know, CenturyLink Field, Husky Stadium were mentioned. But again, you know, like I mentioned earlier, when you're looking at a one-stop venue, you're going to pay for it. And the thing about the state, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, there is no sort of medium one-stop venue that makes sense for this purpose. It's either big, you know, you're looking at 50, 60, 70,000 capacity stadiums like Husky Stadium and CenturyLink, or you're looking at high school stuff. The Tacoma Dome was kind of the perfect venue for that. It was, you know, it's indoors. You can fit 10,000-12,000 people in there. It feels big when there are 5,000 or 6,000 people in there. There were other things tossed around. Like, did we look at Central Washington? Did we look at Civic Stadium? Did we look at bigger stadiums that some smaller colleges utilize? There were other factors why they didn't want the one-stop venue outdoors, and a lot of it had to do with the schedule and the weather and playing that deep into the night in the cold. I mean, there were so many things that Mick Hoffman and his staff were trying to balance to come up with the right equation. And again, you know, this is the option right as for right now. Short term, that they feel is the right compromise to all the things they're trying to meet.
I mean, I think for me, the way I kind of read this article, as well as, you know, heard some of the conversations that we've had in the past is, I mean, Mick was in an almost impossible situation to make everybody happy. And you touched on the ticket revenue and trying to figure out a way that makes it a successful product this season. I mean, it doesn't mean they can't revisit it in future years of moving it. You know, but it has to make financial sense for the WIA to continue to hold the event in a first-class manner. You know, I think as a former athlete myself, you know, I look back at my high school experience when the state basketball tournament was played at the Kingdom, and the enormity of that stadium made it feel almost unreal. And then the fact that the excitement and the buzz that the guys' games were going here, the girls' games were going here. I think if you looked at football, from what I've heard, that kind of had the same feel at the Tacoma Dome. Well, if it doesn't make sense financially, but you can find a new venue to create that atmosphere, I think you go for it. You try it. I think in my opinion, looking at, you know, my experience with the Kingdom, if down the road you can tie in CenturyLink and Husky Stadium, I think that would be a perfect fit, just to give the enormous atmosphere of and excitement for a state championship game. I think, you know, you need to have a true setting that really kind of reflects how big that game is. But again, like I said, you got to make it financially viable this year. We'll see how it goes. And you know, Mick is in year one, and he's got some difficult decisions to make. And as with anybody stepping into a job and making difficult decisions, you learn from the first one. You figure out, hey, this was better than we thought. Maybe we need to tweak this, do this differently. You know, I have no concerns that they're going to take this as a learning year one and see if it needs to be changed again or stay there moving forward.
Yeah, and Dan, your point about the having kind of the big, enormous stage to kind of reflect the gravity of the game is that's a sentiment that we've heard from coaches, from players. I mean, there's programs that have had T-shirts dating back that say, you know, Road to the Dome. That Washington has been uniquely lucky compared to other states in the Northwest. I know particularly Oregon. Like, Oregon doesn't have a site like the Tacoma Dome. They haven't had a place, an indoor facility where they could host a game, host their state championship football. I mean, they've done something similar to now what Washington's been doing. So I think it may just have to be a new normal for high school football fans in Washington.
Yeah, I mean, again, as Dan alluded to, this is something that this year they're going to collect so much data from the first year of this. And then I think they can start making more educated decisions about the future of this particular event. But let's get through year one as we look at option B. And let's see how they take these three high school stadiums and sort of transform them as best as possible into sort of a state championship venue. I mean, people are so quick to just dismiss this option that it's just going to be three high school stadiums. It's just going to be like three regular weekends in October. Let's give the WIA the chance and see what we see in December and then draw our own conclusions. Maybe people will be pleasantly surprised about how well run the three championship venues go. But my biggest concern and complaint with people lashing out about this is a horrible decision by the WIA. If you felt that way, I mean, why was this championship in decline in its current state? I mean, was it TV? Is it the rising costs for families and fans? I mean, for whatever reason, this event, the way it was set up in the Tacoma Dome, wasn't drawing the same type of crowds as it was 10, 15 years ago. So, you know, given all the money that's part of the budget that they, for other sports, you know, they had to look at other options, given what the costs were. And I know people don't want to hear fiscally responsible when it comes to state championship football experience, but the two go hand in hand. And I think we should just wait to see how this first year go and then revisit it and kind of pick it apart to see what works and what doesn't.
Fully in agreement with, you know, that comment right there, Todd. I think, you know, the thing that I do like about this setup is the fact that all three locations are 20 minutes apart. You know, if they were to go to CenturyLink and Husky Stadium in Seattle, it'd be the same thing. You know, if you try to get creative and, you know, go to Central Washington, I mean, look, you got Ellensburg is a decent amount of drive away from Yakima, if there isn't even a good enough size stadium in Yakima. If you go out all the way out to, you know, the eastern part of the state here, you know, Joe Albee is not going to get it done here in Spokane. Do you go down to Washington State? And, you know, that's a difficult place to get to when you're starting to creep into November and worrying about traffic or travel in inclement weather. You know, give it a year. They're going to do their due diligence and look at all of the data that comes in, both financially, both user experience, fan experience, player experience, and then they'll adjust from there. Because the biggest thing, you know, that I've read in your guys' articles and Todd, you just mentioned, is the attendance is going down, and it has gone down. Why would you keep doing the same thing over and over again without trying to shake it up and see if you can provide a better experience?
Yeah, and I think a fair question to ask that we certainly can't answer ourselves, that you'll just kind of have to, like you guys have said, we'll kind of have to see after this year is, will the same amount of fans be motivated to go sit out in the cold in early December on December 7th, the same number that were motivated to say, you know, go to multiple games in the Tacoma Dome where you weren't worried about whatever inclement weather was factored in. So from a fan experience, how do you guys think this will change the turnout for these three games? Do you think that you know, despite the WIA saying that they've one of the first two things that they cited for these, one of the reasons for these decisions is, well, we're thinking about the fans. We wanted them to be close. Our core fan audience supported us in the Tacoma area, and that was a good spot for us, so we want to keep it there. What do you guys think about the outdoor nature of it from a fan perspective?
From a fan perspective, I love it. I mean, football is pretty much an outdoor sport. Obviously, once you get to the NFL, you're going to have your domes in your very, very cold weather settings for the most part. But, I mean, you look at even the semifinals. They're going to be what? Played outdoors. It's only a week later. If you're a true high school football fan that went to a semifinals, excuse me, what's going outside in watching the finals? It's not that much more of a, I don't necessarily want to call it a sacrifice, but it's not any more of a challenge than it would have been a week before. And the fact is, it's on the west side of the state where you might have to deal with rain, but more than likely you're not going to have to deal with sub-freezing temperatures and snow like you would if you were on the east side of the state. So, I mean, again, it's just one of those things where if it's not 100% ideal for everybody, you're going to have certain factions that are going to latch on to one potential negative to each setting. And, you know, unfortunately, some people are going to cite weather as a reason to not go. You know, but at the end of the day, football is an outdoor sport. Baseball is an outdoor sport. Soccer, they're outdoor sports. You know, if you're that, you know, deterred by the weather, you know, that's a difficult one to ask anyways.
You know, I guess it's how you define fan experience. I mean, the WIA is going to latch on the things that they're going to give the fan a break on, and that's in their pocketbooks. So let's just kind of break it down that way. Financially, the tickets are going to be $2 less than they were going to the Tacoma Dome. You're going to sites that don't charge for parking as opposed to going, you know, parking on site at the Tacoma Dome for at least $10. So for a person, that's $12. For a family, that's obviously considerably less per person. Then you're looking at the concession stands. If you choose to buy food there, it's going to be tolerable at high school stadiums where it was unbearable in the Tacoma Dome. So let's just say it's, you know, 75% of the cost than it was in the Tacoma Dome. So you know, per person, you're looking at probably a $12 to $15 savings by going this route. To now the flip side to that, or the exchange of that, is you're not going to be indoors. There are other things about the Tacoma Dome that are cool. It's a trade-off. It's a trade-off for, you know, less in the pocketbook, but a little less in the championship, quote unquote, championship experience. So it depends on what you value. Of course the WIA is going to promote the things that they're going to help the fans on. But again, like we've talked about earlier, let's just wait and see what the championship experience, other than the financial implications, are, how they spruce up these stadiums. Maybe they have a big halftime show that we're not aware of, or a pregame show that we're not aware of. I mean, let's just give the WIA a chance to kind of promote a new game and see if that championship experience comes even within the same ballpark of what you would get in what I think we all agree with was a declining, a declining performance or experience in the Tacoma Dome.
Listen, if the WIA wants to get Mount Size Pet Band to play at every halftime the Avengers theme song like they did at Mount Size game against Skyview last Friday, you will not hear any arguments from me. But there's one sticking point here that I wanted to make sure and cite is that there's a stipulation in the proposal that if two teams make the title game from the eastern or central part of the state where – and they can mutually agree – on a stadium that's conveniently located to both of those teams, say in Odessa and ACH meet in 1B, or the WIA will look to approve that site and will work with teams in that regard so that there is option there. There is a little wiggle room there. I know that was one of the questions asked when the news was first announced that the game would not return to the Dome is, well, can we make this a little convenient, a little more convenient for the teams and the areas, the different pockets of the state that are represented? One of the biggest questions that came out of the day yesterday with the news, and one that's not answered yet, is are the details around what games are going to be televised. Now, the games are at noon and 4, and each are doubleheaders. Root Sports has televised the 3A and the 4A games in the past, but the 3A and 4A games are at different venues this year. So I'm curious, Todd, what did you learn about the contract with Root Sports and what that might look like this year given the new setup?
Well, first of all, there is no contract yet. So the WIA and Root Sports are supposed to meet here in the next few weeks to start talking about the future of the championship and how it's going to be, televised, how many games will be televised, things like that. Now, it's, one of the points that, from talking to people up there in Renton, one of the points that Root Sports has emphasized to the WIA is we're only going to set up at one venue. So in that case, the way it's set up currently is that one game will be, right now, would be televised. Now, I don't know how they would determine if it's the 4A game at Mount Tahoma or the 3A game at Sparks. That's I'm sure that would be part of the negotiation. But that would be very, very different from, what they've done in the past where it's easy. 7:30 on Friday night, you tune in and you have the 3A championship game being played. The next night you tune in at 7:30 and you have the 4A championship game being played. Now, with it being a Saturday game where, it's the final weekend of college football, you're not going to get – most likely you're not going to get live game coverage. So what they end up doing at whichever venue they decide they're going to set up as camp, it would be a tape-delayed game that they would probably have to, show later in the day. So it's going to be – it's going to be interesting to see how that negotiation goes over the next couple weeks, but it's going to be vastly different than what we're used to when it was in the Tacoma Dome.
Having the 3A and 4A games at the same site, did you ask, and what was the reason that they didn't just have them at the same site?
That question was brought up with the assembly board about, could we have both games at the same site? And there were two reasons that they didn't want to do that. The first off was with the noon and 4, you're going to get your two biggest crowds for the 4A and 3A game. They just didn't think it was enough time in terms of making that transition, getting people out for the first game and people in comfortably for the second game where they could get settled and get revved up and ready for the game. So they didn't figure that the 4-hour window was enough to accommodate that transition. Now, the question was brought up, well, could we do it earlier? Could we do it later? The WIA has been very cognizant about game times, noon and 4. And they figured 4 o'clock was about the latest they could start an outdoor state championship game in possibly inclement weather. And they're going to, they've said yesterday that depending on what the weather is, they could adjust game times, leading up to the game with up-to-date weather reports. But they don't want to go any later than 4 o'clock. So, there's a question is why can't you start it earlier? That obviously didn't get asked yesterday, but, that's something that maybe should have been asked, to be honest with you. But, they're balancing a lot, as we both know. And, could they have made that work and having the 3A game and the 4A game at the same venue? Again, I don't know how to put on a state championship game doubleheader, so I don't know what the logistics of that were. But I guess they have to sort of balance the value of having both games televised as opposed to making it the best possible fan experience for the 3A game crowd and the 4A game crowd. And, it's not perfect, and maybe that's something after a year they can revisit and see if they can maybe work out. Maybe 4 hours is enough time to possibly do that in the future. But right now that's kind of the course of action that they're going to take, and I think we'll find out here in the next few weeks, which of the 4A or 3A games is the one that's going to be televised.
we've gone over a lot of details today in this podcast. So if you'd like to kind of go and reread those or re-go over those, scorebooklive.com/Washington. We've got a breakdown of the news from yesterday and then a look at each individual stadium. Todd, you put that together. A video as well from Mick Hoffman, the executive director at the WIAA, kind of breaking down the announcement. So stay tuned. You know, we'll certainly be reporting on this as the season goes on. And I'm happy this is something that we're talking about now. It's been a question that we've been looking forward to getting the answer to since May or June.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad there's some finality to it. Again, a lot of this stuff wasn't news, but some of it was, some interesting aspects to it. And, you know, again, the WIA has a very interesting road ahead, and I'm sure you, Andy, would agree with that. There's a huge testing ground over the next, you know, 2 months. I would hope under Mick, and I have a lot of trust in Mick and his staff to get this thing right. And they're going to learn a lot this first year. We're just going to have to wait and see how that first year plays out. I know there's not a lot of faith right now with some people in the public about WIA in general, but with this new particular staff, I think you're just going to have to kind of play it by ear and wait and see what year one looks like.
It would help us out if you headed to Apple Podcasts, looked up Scorebook Live today, and gave us a rating, reviewed us. It helps us do what we do. You can subscribe to the Scorebook Live podcast on anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. Thanks for tuning in today. We will be back next week. Todd, thank you for joining me. Thanks to Dan for joining us earlier. We will see you next week. Thank you.